Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Consider Psalm 118 and verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Being in a position of leadership won't give you courage, but showing courage will establish you as a leader in the eyes of others. American pastor Larry Osborne said the most striking thing about highly effective leaders is how little they have in common. What one swears by, another warns against. But one trait stands out, the willingness to risk. Courage isn't the lack of fear, it's doing what you're afraid to do. It's having the power to release the familiar and advance into new territory. Consider again those words of the psalmist, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Roman historian Tacitus wrote, "The desire for safety stands against every great and noble enterprise." Courage has the reverse effect. It swings doors open, which is one of its amazing benefits. British theologian John Henry Newman said, "Fear not that your life will come to an end, but that it will never have a beginning." Without the courage to begin, you have no future. And here is something ironic. Those who lack the courage to take risks and those who have the courage to take risks experience the same amount of fear in life. The only difference is that those who are afraid retreat, while those who show courage advance. So how do you handle fear? Do you embrace it or do you try to escape it? Do you put yourself in situations that stretch your faith? Or have you withdrawn so far into your comfort zone that you never feel fear? Only when you've answered these questions can you begin to overcome your fears. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.